Jim Acosta, Trump's media attacks could lead to journalists being murdered. By Joshua Kaplan on January 31, 2019. CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta claimed Thursday that President Donald Trump referring to the media as the enemy of the people could help create an environment where journalists are killed. Speaking before the Oxford Union Society in the United Kingdom, Acosta made several attempts at justifying his confrontational style when it comes to covering the Trump administration, which has not only garnered strong rebukes from the president, but even some of his own establishment media colleagues. In his remarks, Acosta criticized President Trump for characterizing news organizations which have a partisan bent against him as fake news or the enemy of the people. "Perhaps they won't stop calling us the enemy of the people because it works so well with their people, but all of this adds up to one painful reality. This is a dangerous time to tell the truth in America," the CNN reporter told students, adding that proponents of such rhetoric create an atmosphere where people can get hurt, where journalists can get murdered. His remarks were first reported by the British newspaper The Guardian UK. Acosta is in the midst of penning a book on his purported frightening experiences covering the administration titled "The Enemy of the People: A Dangerous Time to Tell the Truth in America." The forthcoming book, slated for release June 11, will detail never-before-revealed stories of this White House's rejection of truth, while laying out the stakes for how Trump's hostility toward facts poses an unprecedented threat to our democracy, according to the Associated Press. In an interview with fellow CNN reporter Brian Stelter, Acosta said of the project, "Simply put, I'm writing this book to share what I've experienced covering President Trump during his first 2 years in office. This sobering, bewildering, and sometimes frightening experience has made it absolutely clear that this is a dangerous time to tell the truth in America. The president and his team, not to mention some of his supporters, have attempted to silence the press in ways we have never seen before," he continued. "As just about everybody has seen, I have witnessed this firsthand. As difficult as that challenge may be for the free press in America, we must continue to do our jobs and report the news. The truth is worth the fight."